Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
We're going to take another quick look at what's happening in Pakistan. President Pervez Musharraf facing impeachment charges based on accusations he'd violated the Constitution. Well, before he would face those, he announced his resignation on a live television speech this morning. And joining us now for his thoughts on these latest developments is Zahid Hussain from Islamabad. He's a journalist and the filmmaker of Frontlines Pakistan, The Struggle with Militant Islam. It was produced by our partner WGBH. Thanks for joining us, Zahid.
Thank you.
We've heard reports from both Pakistan and from India that there's been a general sigh of relief. Is that how you would describe the atmosphere there?
Well, yes. Generally, the people seem to be quite happy with his exit. President Musharraf has become very unpopular over the last few years, largely because of his policies. For the last 1 year, his popularity has gone down hugely, and particularly his decline has started soon after he tried to remove the Chief Justice and several other judges who he thought actually were the had created problem for him. And he lost some more support when his party was swept away in the other elections in February. He had lost all the political support base, and that was a matter of time when he left the post.
And what do you make of what happens next, given this political vacuum?
Well, actually, I think there'll be a transition to the civilian leadership. And I also actually, Musharraf, who had been the chief of army staff, he seized power in a military coup in 1999. And so his exit may be seen as a complete transition to democracy. The process had started after the general election in February, but it's still with Musharraf in the position of president. Political observers said that it was not a complete transition. So now we see a complete polarization of Pakistan.
Zahid Hussain, thanks so much for joining us.
Okay, thanks so much.
Zahid is a journalist and the filmmaker of Frontline Pakistan, The Struggle with Militant Islam, and that was produced by our partner WGBH. And he came to us from Islamabad. You might have been able to tell it was a bit of a scratchy line.